Today's podcast is sponsored by Rock Paper Simple, creating the ultimate web experience for your brand.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
This is podcast 81, part 3 of Bread for the Journey. It's been a journey of review and self-discovery. I'm reframing these are rewritten blog posts from 2012. It's good to go back and review what you thought was right and see if it's still right. It's good to review what we've committed to do and see if we're still doing that. It's good to look back and be transparent. Say, okay, here's what I was doing. Have I upgraded that? Have I downgraded that? Am I faithful to what I've said I want to do? I desire for these podcasts to be a beginning of a two-way conversation. Go to hughballewpodcast.com. You can see all of the podcasts. And go and comment, please. I'd love for you to share it. I'd love for you to go on iTunes and rate it. That's how I get found, if you tell people about the podcast. I need enough ratings so I can go higher in the search engines. So today's Bread for the Journey, part 3, is about wholeness. Wholeness. I love the quote by children's choir director and clinician Helen Kemp. Her quote is, "Body, mind, spirit, voice, it takes the whole person to sing and rejoice." During my 40 years as a conductor, I studied with the best conductors in the world. Many, many, many hours with the conductor Robert Shaw. We learned by sitting in the choir and participating in creating the master performance to go with the master composition. He taught by doing. With Helen Kemp, since her specialty was children's choirs, we learned by observing. She taught us. We observed. They were giants in their field. They loved what their craft was. They showed it in every manner of what they did. And they were present as a whole person, impacting many, many lives, not just the lives of the singers, but the lives of others who observed, who followed them. They were influencers of the top order. We are complex. We are spiritual beings in a physical body. We are multidimensional. Let's begin today to recognize the wholeness, the entirety, the wholeness, the completeness of human beings. We're not human doings. We are human beings. Here is a list of things that are important in my day, a normal day. I'm writing this at the eve of going to move into a new house. My day will not be normal for a while, but a normal day is to prioritize and schedule action items, which I do the day before. To focus on eating healthy. I have a healthy diet. To exercise, to rest, to study, to reflect and evaluate, to play, to think, and to journal. Those are components that are important that exist in almost every day in my world. I want to set a time apart for what's important. If I don't set aside time for what's important, it will slip into oblivion and I won't spend time on it. I will forget it. It will vanish. So I put these activities on the calendar. I create a plan and I work the plan. I learn every day how much I can do. And I learn by saying, that didn't work. I tried to do too much. and I learn not to attempt too much the next day. We are, in fact, our own best teacher. Here's my plan for going forward. Talk less and listen more. Observe what's happening without interfering, and interfere only when it's important to interfere. Respond when I do instead of reacting. Be quiet emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Those all go together. Be aware of my influence on others. It's more than I calculate when I step back and think about it. It's amazing. Be aware of God's presence on my very being, in my very being, with my very being. Celebrate daily God's blessing of my life, and to pray without ceasing. Wholeness, however, is a lot more than making lists. Making lists is the beginning of awareness. Making lists opens up the journey to let things happen. Transformational leadership is wholeness in leadership in my world. It's less about technique. It's more about the vision and the culture. It's less about ourselves. It's less about making things happen and more about letting things happen. The musical conductor allows the orchestra or choir to make music by getting out of the way. We influence people to perform at a higher standard. Wholeness begins with awareness. That's the short podcast, part 3, Bread for the Journey. My question for you is, what bread are you feeding your body, your soul, your spirit, your mind? Is it consistent with the results in your heart, in your mind? When mine are out of alignment, I get stuck. Hubaloo being transparent. Today's podcast is brought to you by our sponsor and friend, Rock Paper Simple. Joshua Adams and his very capable team are not just propeller heads that create a pretty looking website. They create your brand. They create your experience. They create the look. They create the attraction. They create the engagement for whatever tribe you have. Go to rockpapersimple.com/Hugh, my name. There's a page that Joshua set up for people I refer. Look at this site. Ask for an interview. Ask questions. Lots of people do websites. Very few create an experience that gets results. rockpapersimple.com/Hugh. I hope this is helpful today. How is your journey going to unfold toward wholeness?
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.